The 20th century adds a fair amount of darkness to the authenticity story, which isn't too surprising given the horrific world wars. Heidegger thought that authenticity is based on acceptance that all things will end, especially ourselves. In this light, people who say, "I'll get round to that," or "things will change over time," or "things will just get better," are being inauthentic, and authenticity is about deciding what to do in the present. He would equate authenticity more closely with responsibility than honesty. The German translation is actually more akin to owning in its ambiguous construction. His critics would often argue, own what? What is the moral consequence of accepting what society has given you? Which we have to acknowledge is brought to light by the fact that he was a member of the Nazi Party. Sartre, inspired by Heidegger, agreed that authenticity is primarily about awareness of the present, but ever combative with him, disagreed that we act as an avoidance of death. He suggested we avoid being our authentic selves because we just accept roles that are given to us, rather than questioning our freedom to choose. As an example, he would say a waiter might be acting as a waiter rather than being a waiter, because it's a role they've accepted as inevitable, rather than chosen the action of serving food. Or in more relevant terms, a leader leads a network because there's a role called leader, without examining why they really want to do it and what it means for their present.